Singapore, Indonesia, eventually Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, Burma, Vietnam, and Pakistan, which has its own terrible problems. But here, you've got 300 million people. And those 300 million people produce three times as much as mainland China. And so mainland China has 750 million, that's true. But these 300 million, they have a right to go there. Just as mainland China's direct to go there. That's the way I feel about it. And we've got to give them a chance to go there.
That's the way we feel. That's why I hope this country, Southeast Asia, can do it. And I hope this my country, ASEAN, will do it by showing that we can work together. At the next meeting, we hope we can make some declarations that we want. We together, move together on all these issues. Then I think there's a chance that we'll be respected. Because as you say, the whole small country in South Asia is pretty bad.
Yeah.
We have about 200,000 million people.
More, 300. Even those in the of Japan, you've got over 100 million. Indonesia, So you get up to 300 million there.
Yeah.
200 or 300 regional force there.
Yeah.
So it's very significant. You know, you look at it.
Yeah.
Sort of look at it in terms of Western Europe. Western Europe is 300 million. And here's so-called, what we call free Asia, or non-communist Asia, is 300 million.
Yeah.
Not South Asia.
Yeah.
Well, that's a considerable force.
Sufficient to stand against South China.
Sufficient to?
Yes.
Not to try to build a great military complex itself, but at least to, to sort of stand together, work together, trade together.
Yes.
Well, there's so many things that you want to do together.
Yes, there's so many things that we need all the resources we need.
You're rich.
Rich.
You really are.
Provided we can do that alone.
Rich in people.
Yes.
Natural resources. Well, I can think when you have your conference, you can assure your colleagues, because I don't think we've seen that in that meeting, that this is our,
yes,
our policy. That you can pass it directly on to them and tell them that, that our interests are, we're not getting out.
Yes.
We're not getting out. Not because we want, God knows, any more responsibilities, but because we think for us to leave would lead to an evacuation.
Yes.
And that we must not do.
Yeah.
So we will maintain our presence where it is wanted and where it will be of assistance in certain areas that won't be. But we will maintain our economic assistance programs
as
needed and as wanted. That we respect the right of every country to go its own way. So what we would want to do is to work toward maintaining in that area a balance where the free agent just go their own way. And this is very much in our, and that's the way, and also with regard to Vietnam, our goal there, we have no designs on our Vietnam. Once it's over, be glad to help them as well as anybody else. We always do that. We help the Japanese and the Germans and other our major competitors. These local people and stuff. But we believe that in Vietnam, our Southeast, or what is basically Indochina, if those states can be let alone, they can be a very powerful force for progress in the area. And we hope to end our involvement in Vietnam in a way that will be responsible, that will not be, and we will never do this, that will not just say, look, we have fought, we lost 50,000 men, now we're going to turn it over to you. We can't do that because of the encouragement we believe that would give to this kind of, frankly, venturesome policy in that part of the world. Apart from moral considerations. So, we are very strongly, you could say too, there's another factor they can bear in mind, and perhaps this is just one of the accidents of history. Probably the first one that's occupied this office knows that part of the world very well. I have a very special feeling for it. I live in California, and I know the Pacific. I didn't Europe's countries, not only Europe's, no question about it. I don't think that Europe is going to be terribly important in the balance of time, but the Pacific is what it is. I mean, you've got this enormous and intelligent, capable, thriving place, and I want to see policies developed that will make that Europe be a piece of Europe.
Yeah.
That's
what it's not being. Yes, very much. That's how it is. Yes. I'm glad to hear all this from you.
Wow. And will you extend my best to the doctor?
Yes.
All I asked about him, and he called.
Yes.
He was always very kind to receive him. Yes.
So we've got it. Thank you very much.
I'll start you here.
Yes.
Do you golf or two?
Yes.
Wait a minute, I'll get you a little. Okay.
be that the time for you to go on is 7:30 or 6:30 rather than 7, because they feed the news. CBS and NBC both feed at 6:30, and ABC feeds at 6 o'clock. And then they run at either 6:30 or 7 on CBS and NBC. And ABC is run at 6, 6:30 or 7, depending on the city.
7:30 is
update their feeds. Just start that normally. Now, if you your address at 7, they would go for a full program adjustment at 7. They'd run it, they'd feed another full half hour at 7. What they would do is feed at 6:30 or 6 as normal, and that would already be seen by 7 in many markets. Then at 7, they would reprogram fully, presenting the speech following, or your remarks following. Hello? Yeah? I know. Yeah, I put my thing. They could have wanted to get a fire and talk without giving that. Okay. So you would go at 7, you would not cut into the network news programs, except in those cities where the local station normally airs the news at 7 o'clock. And then they would probably think there was no news at 7. Yeah, they're aired locally at 7, and that those you would cut into. But what they would do probably is move their news up to 6:30, because they get their feed at 6:30, so they feed at 6:30 and then run you at 7. So what they're saying now is if we run at 7:30, we get the pre-build-up in the news show, would hold the news audience, and would leave time for network analysis.
And we'll help with that. But we don't go into prime time either.
That's right. You're still in the news time.
7:30.
And you don't bring in any network shows, which is really...
I think 7:30 is a good time.
No network shows would be preempted, because 7:30 is allocated by all networks for local station programming. So you would just preempt local. You might preempt some local news on a big news roundup or something like that. And you'd be to announce it tomorrow for and request 7:30, which would follow the news thing. Or some of them. And you get that much more audience too. The later you go, the more audience you get. Every half hour picks up more people.
7:30 would get a hell of a big audience.
So it just, and you're still out, you're not in the prime time. You're not cutting into the big entertainment stuff. You'll cut into some kids shows, probably, in some markets.
No problem. Let's do it at 7:30.
That looks like the best bet.
It's a down if that works, and that's considering a press conference at 7:30.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that, but that's what the hell would be wrong with that.
That might be just a really good time. The thing that's wrong with that, and we shouldn't decide anything on this basis, is that to the degree that it screws anybody, it screws the local stations who are basically our friends instead of the networks who are our enemies. But the hell with that. I mean, for the infrequent number of times you do it, it doesn't screw them enough to make any difference, so they lose a couple of commercials.
I guess I have a good feeling about 7:30 waiting till 9:30 or 10.
7:30 is pretty good. You talk to them, is that longer than wear off?
It's longer wearing, too, to keep yourself keyed up until 9:30 or 10 at night, you know, doing all that sort of thing. 7:30 is an awfully good time to go on. Let's try it this time and see how it works.
Okay. It's better. I don't like the 6:30 yet.
No,
that just doesn't seem right.
No.
And 7:30 is after dinner. For
it starts to sound like the right time to do it.
It's the start of the evening.
And it's also the start of the evening for most people in the Midwest. A lot of people say 6:30 to 6.
Yeah.
6 o'clock supper.
Yeah.
Oh, the bar goes to
4:30. They do the same as they would do if you went at 7, which would be that they'll
pick this up.
They carry it live, and then they'll use it in their news shows. I'm sure they use bigger chunks of it,
and they got the 10 minutes, they might use it all. Probably not.
I think they would. They use a big chunk of it.
has an idea of cost of living council, if you go online, on kind and so forth, look at a hell of a big audience.
John Earlman suggested that you, it would be a good idea for you to give Pop a call. Both on a personal basis and because he's depressed and all that. Congress and Pop, for his. King Sapphire came up with a thing, John Osborne pointed out to him, and Pop's ATA rating or whatever it is, one of those liberal congressional ratings. That he actually has a higher liberal rating than Birch Bayh has. And Sapphire's come up with a twist now for, you know, really getting this thing that Pop really was sunk on a purely race and Southern thing. And then you're thinking that some of them kind of all sneered at no Southern ever getting on the board. There's a talk to you. We'll see you down at the meeting. Well, I was in Florida when this happened. I was going to drive down there and see you saw my city. But I just thought this as well would be a new world that I need to call. Okay. Keep up your spirit. Get my best to be a wife. Driving down.